You know, when we hear a gospel passage like this one, we might get a little uncomfortable. Jesus, after all, isn't that lovey-dovey, kind, warm-hearted person that we so often look for. In fact, he's using rather coarse language and acting kind of snitty. We don't like that about him. Maybe, for a moment, suffer with me, this could be an example of his human side. After all, we profess in our creed in a few moments that Jesus was fully divine, but also fully human. And so from time to time, Jesus, like us, might have a bad day. Maybe he's tired. Maybe he's been too busy. Maybe he's been running all over Judea doing his work, calling forth, calling out to the lost sheep of Israel and saying to them, come back, renew yourselves, get back in touch with God. And this is the way you do it. You know, it's kind of like the work of the record. And then once in a while, the record just gets a little tired and maybe gets a little snitty and maybe says a word or two that are not exactly polite society, shall we say. But that may be what's true, but in fact, when we look at what Jesus is encountering today, we see him exactly doing that. He's leaving the area that is home to the Jewish people of his day. And he's going up to Tyre and Sidon. Now you have to understand the way, the geography of that area. Tyre and Sidon was essentially pagan territory. In fact, Matthew makes very clear that the woman that Jesus encounters was a Canaanite woman. Now, you know who the Canaanites were. They were the residents of this area long before Jesus was there. In fact, they were there when Moses led the people out of Egypt through to the promised land and said, this is your land. Well, it was the Canaanites' land at the time. And so this conflict between the Canaanites and the people of Judea and Israel, well, centuries old. A lot of fighting going on, constant sort of bickering back and forth. Now, what's my property? No, it's your property. Kind of like the Israel of today between Palestinians and Israelis. There might be that same kind of thing going on even in Jesus' day. And so there are people of Tyre and Sidon in this sort of pagan Gentile territory. They're not believers. They're not worshipers. And so Jesus kind of went on vacation, kind of like going to Vegas. You know, Sin City, all of that sort of thing. And so Jesus is there, and he's maybe thinking, well, I have to get away from all my my people because it's just too much work, and I need to go off to a place like Tyre and Sidon just so I can have some peace of mind, peace of quiet. Then his disciples are with him too, and so they're kind of going off with him. And this woman comes up and she shouts out to him. She's heard about this guy, this Jesus. And she says, Son of David, even calls him by a title of royalty, acknowledges that he's some important person, and that he's a person of some prestige and power. So she calls out to him and says, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us. My daughter is ill. Please heal her. Jesus ignores her. That's not the Jesus we like. That's not the Jesus we're comfortable with. That's not the Jesus we've grown kind of fuzzy with. Can you imagine if you called out to Jesus earnestly and he ignored you? You wouldn't feel good about that, would you? And yet, she persisted. She persisted. She keeps calling out for him. And the disciples turn around and say to Jesus, oh, please just give her what she wants. Get rid of her. She's a pain in our behind. You want to rest a little? There's no rest for us at all. This keeps up. And Jesus turns to them, to the disciples, and says, that's not my work. My work is to the lost sheep to the lost children in the house of Israel. So Jesus sees clearly, at least in this articulation of things, his ministry, his mission, his ministry is to the chosen ones, to the chosen of God, to bring them back into line with God's teaching, with God's Torah, with God's law. Where are all these other people at? Forget about them. Maybe this was the human side of Jesus. This is exactly what he thought, that maybe this was his mission. And that his mission wasn't for the whole world. But it was the persistence of this woman that came back and shouted yet again. And finally, she throws herself down in front of him and says, "Jesus, please have mercy. My daughter is ill." Then he says something rather coarse. It's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Now, we have to understand a little bit about that. It's not wrong. Calling someone a dog, actually in Jesus' time, was probably the worst insult you could hurl at somebody. Now, we like dogs. We have pets. And, you know, we have all our family furry friends and all that sort of thing. That's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about the wild dogs that run around. In fact, the dogs in those days basically were scavengers. They ate all the garbage up. And sometimes they were a little mean about it, because if you tried to take something away from them, you know the parable of the dog and the bone. Don't get in the way. So Jesus is actually making the people of Tyre and Sidon, including this woman right in front of him, and calling them dogs. That's not the Jesus we like. Not the Jesus we are comfortable with. You know, we have a word that is too often used, perhaps, in our common social conversation. It rhymes with itch. Well, that's what that word means. If you put a B in front of it, what is a bitch but a female dog? That's the formal definition of what a bitch is. But when you call a human being that, you're doing what Jesus just did. You're saying that that person is not a human person. That person is like one of the scavenger, mean, nasty dogs. It's not a nice thing. Yet, these words are coming from Jesus of Nazareth. But this woman, she is persistent. Not only did she keep shouting after them as Jesus tried to ignore her and walk away from her, she kept and she said, she's smart. She said, "Jesus, even the dogs eat the crumbs from their master's table. Give me a crumb. Give me something." And maybe it was this woman's persistence and this woman's insight that got into the human psyche of Jesus. And he said, maybe I got this wrong. Maybe my mission isn't only to the lost children of the house of Israel. Maybe my mission is beyond them too. And he looks at this woman. He says, "How great is your faith?" Because he's beginning to realize that this woman, this pagan, has more confidence and trust in Jesus and in God than any of those righteous ones back in Jerusalem. And he's beginning to realize, perhaps his human psyche is beginning to realize, this is where the kingdom of God really is. It's not in the observance of the Torah, not in the observance of the law. It is in the faith that is expressed in the trust in God that this woman has by putting her trust and faith in me. This is where the kingdom of God is. Maybe it was the persistence of that woman that actually opened up the vision of Jesus to see that his mission and ministry wasn't only to the house of Israel, but to the entire world. Maybe it was because of the persistence of this woman that of God in the house of Israel, but in point of fact was meant for all human beings. See, there's the key. Because we begin to realize then that we can't call anyone a dog. Because each and every human being, whether or not they are of like mind with us, whether or not they look like us and act like us and speak like us, each and every human being is made, Scripture tells us, in the image and the likeness of God.